We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is our attorney, lawyer, barrister extraordinaire. Jeff, I want to start off a little couple of games yesterday. Had some importance. Sent the teams to the Super Bowl. So who are you predicting will win, the GOAT or the future GOAT, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
I think the GOAT's going to win this one. I just have a feeling about it. Last year I was cheering for Mahomes, but there's something, you know, watching that game yesterday, and Aaron Rodgers was no slouch either. But you watch these guys just go down the field, just how surgical they are and methodical. And I just think that Brady is a man possessed right now and determined to win another one. I think he's going to do it. I'm cheering for them in part because I like Brady, but also I like our two former Gopher players, Antoine Winfield Jr., who didn't play yesterday, and Tyler Johnson, who drew a key penalty, a key point in the game there that kind of iced the game for the Bucs. So I'm going with the Bucs on this one.
See, I would go with them without hesitation. My problem is he has great receivers who drop the ball way too much in key situations. I mean, and some of those drops could lead to interceptions because they ricochet off their hands. Chris Godwin, I don't know what's happened. Every week the last few weeks he's had key drops, then he did come back and make some big catches. Same thing with Evans drops occasionally, and Tyler Johnson had one he should have caught. He did make up for
it. Evans had the one that went off his hand that ended up in Alexander's hands, and then he overran. There was the last interception. Evans realized the ball was out, you know, had been thrown because Brady had pressure, and he's still running down the field when the ball's out. And yeah, it's a good point. I just think that, you know, Brady is just otherworldly when it gets into the Super Bowl.
Well, if I'm Brady, I'm going to go to my old dependable. I'm going to put it to Gronkowski and treat him the way Mahomes treats his tight end, which is throwing the heck out of the ball to Travis Kelce. And I think that, you know, if Gronkowski has 10 or more catches, he'll win the Super Bowl. And why not? Because he is a beast when he catches the ball and the yards he gets after the catch.
Yep.
And that's what they really need.
The funny thing is, Bob, is I thought about this towards the end of the AFC game, is I think it was 16 years ago or 15, 16 years ago, Tom Brady and Andy Reid faced each other in the Super Bowl the first time. Now they're doing it again.
Yeah, and look what happened to his quarterback. He withered away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was not a great game for Donovan.
I don't think Mahomes is not going to wither.
No, he's not. And I'll tell you what, that Tyreek Hill, my God, is the speed on this guy. I mean, he has two game-breaking receivers in Kelce and Tyreek Hill, and the other ones aren't too shabby either. But it is going to be a heck of a Super Bowl, and I do think, again, if his receivers hold on to the ball, Brady can win because they have a terrific defense as well, which can't be underestimated.
They do.
Now, I want to ask you, what did you think, not even first week, it's almost like the first half week of Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly made a lot of people happy and a lot of people unhappy.
I saw a lot of more people being more unhappy, unless if you talk about the elected Democrats and the media, they were happy.
Yes.
But there was a lot of folks that were upset about a lot of his actions the first week. And this just shows you the problem when you don't run on an issue, when you run on the other person, you know, says mean things to people. The executive order revoking the permit on the Keystone Pipeline, I think, is a huge mistake. He's managed to upset Canada, the pipeline union, and then the Native Americans in Nevada and New Mexico, because he banned fracking on federal land. So he's going right at the, you know, the environmentalists, the Green New Deal stuff, and he's upsetting a lot of people. You got people at voters in Georgia thought they were getting $2,000 each for voting for Ossoff and Warnock, and now they find out it's only going to be $1,400, so they're upset. You've got women's athletes who are upset because he's now allowing trans, you know, biological males to compete as women.
Why would he even
sports.
Go down that road? That one is out. It is
I don't
outrageous.
Know.
Because how do you?
I understand. I understand. You know. You know. you know, extending non-discrimination protections to transgender individuals. And I understand here he's going to reverse the ban in the military. But the athletics thing, I mean, what was the whole point of Title IX if you're going to allow this? I just don't get it.
That's exactly right. And many young women girls coming out of high school are harmed by this because their opportunity to get a scholarship is reduced if you have a transgender athlete who is competing with girls, and let's say they're starting on a basketball team and is a player who doesn't start, or even what had been the best player, their play is diminished. It impacts where they can go to school. This one I've never quite understood. What he should have pushed for is a sport for transgenders.
Or yeah, someone even mentioned that. Having like a transgender Olympics, do something like that. Yeah, this was the wrong way of handling the issue.
And the other one,
but I'm not surprised. Because remember, this is the famous quote from Barack Obama: "Never underestimate Joe's ability to F things up."
Yeah, well, he's doing it. Yeah. And why he hates Trump so much that he put a 60-day hold on what would have been a great reduction in the cost for insulin. Because they have to review it.
Yeah.
Why not review it while people are getting this great reduction or getting some
I think because I think the Trump order also extended to EpiPens. And of course, Joe Manchin, the Democrat senator from West Virginia,
his
daughter is still CEO of the company that raised the price on the EpiPens a few years ago that created all the outrage in the first place. So, you know, this is, you know, you get the impression that this administration and all the people that are coming back in there who've been there before, and some of the first actions, it's like they're in that money booth thing where you turn the money, you know, turn the thing on and the money, you know, flows around and you grab as much as you can in a short period of time. It almost seems what they're doing is that they're just trying to, you know, help their buddies, help themselves while they're there.
That's absolutely right. Now, I want to shift gears for a second to another thing. The vaccine distribution in Minnesota, not going well. But you know what? I'm waiting. I want the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I read a little something about it over the weekend. They're at a 94 to 95% success rate up to 29 days. After 29 days, it's at 100%. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. And it's not this RNA. It's actually developing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, similar to how the flu vaccine is done using a dead virus. So I kind of like that one.
Yeah, but
tell me what's happening in the state.
Well, Minnesota, Tim Walz is getting a lot of criticism for how few doses have been distributed in Minnesota. He seems really good at passing restrictions, but he's not really good at getting vaccinations out. And I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but you know, the more widespread the vaccinations are, the way his emergency powers work is when the state has adequate resources to deal with things, he starts to lose the ground for the emergency powers. So I hope that he's not dragging this out intentionally to keep his executive order or his emergency powers in place to keep passing his little orders, restricting businesses and requiring masks and everything else.
Well, that would be
as a negotiating tool with the legislature. I would think so. That would definitely seem to be malfeasance, but I hope he's not doing this as a bargaining chip with the Senate Republicans to get his restrictions enacted into law. So I just hope that they get their act together and move ahead on those vaccines like every other state is doing.
Well, that would be great. Jeff, as always, I greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. If you want to reach out to Jeff, give him a number or a good place to reach you.
Sure. Phone number 612-336-1298.
Greatly appreciate it. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.